All right, could we stand for the pledge?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, amendments to the agenda. No amendments to the agenda. I like that. Approval of the minutes from September 2nd.
I would motion to approve the minutes from the meeting on September 2nd.
Do I have a second?
Turn up.
Keith seconded the motion, which from Sam. Any comments, additions, deletions, corrections? I only had one on page one. I think that auto text thing on the last paragraph of selectman appointment, it started with interesting JUXTA position. I think the JUXTA somehow just jumped in there.
Wait a minute.
Interesting, Joseph.
Did you use?
He said that.
Interesting.
Interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, but
fast and slow things move.
Right. Oh, yes, but I thought it was the JUXTA.
What?
Oh, you're talking about the spelling?
The spell, the right.
What? I think that's right.
Huh?
That's right.
My spell check
didn't pick it up.
It didn't pick it up.
I don't know. I just, it was a minor thing, but I said, nah, I was trying to figure out what juxtaposition job with a UX. I'm saying, am I missing something? Oh, I just need to delete the JUXTA. That's all. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think there's just a misunderstanding. I think they're saying it's an interesting juxtaposition of the two.
He said.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's interesting how fast and how slow things move. It's an interesting juxtaposition.
Oh, then
that's what
not,
he said.
That's what he said. Then we're fun. I looked at it and I said, that doesn't look like a spelling of anything. Okay, good. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Moving on to department head reports.
Today. We'll start with the wastewater treatment department. On the 7th, we're going to have an engineer come down and take a look at a few projects that Carrie has kind of in the pipeline. Some of the big ones are the forced main on Adams Street, the one that comes from Adams up to this our main manhole right here at West and North Park Place. We're also going to have that manhole, the one that I just mentioned at North Park, Washington, and West Park, where it comes together there. They're going to look at that and talk about remanning it or replacing it. And she's also going to have 4th Street. She's going to have them take a look at 4th Street because that has some sewer line down there that could use some help. Moving on to the water department. I know the state has escalated their emergency management. I don't know what you'd call it. Tier system, they bumped it up to orange instead of green. But to let Fairhaven know, we are monitoring the pond, our water source on Inman Pond. We're monitoring that. It is down a little bit. It's actually down about a foot. But there, we have more than enough water to supply the town right now. So just be aware that we are watching that and we're okay for our water source right now.
Are there knock-on effects from the water source being depleted outside of like scarcity of less quantity? Is there like an ecological impact to the body of water by having the
not
drop by that much?
Not that I've heard. Okay. We're constantly monitoring for beavers, so if the water's down, water won't flow, so you will have fewer beavers, as I would imagine it.
Okay.
We do have specialists come out and look. Like we had somebody check the fish earlier this year, so. Not that I know, but we are watching. Moving on to our police department. We had one arrest in the last 2 weeks, 67 municipal violations, traffic and municipal violations, 38 written warnings. We had one car crash, and the police department completed 19 sets of fingerprints for employment purposes. Oh, we want to congratulate. We jump back to wastewater real quick. We want to congratulate Carrie. I think it was maybe a month ago we had the state come down and they inspected our wastewater plant. They sent a report today and said our facility received an excellent score. So we did a great job. Carrie's doing a great job maintaining that facility.
You said excellent.
Excellent. She does a good job. Okay, for my office, it's a little bit of everything. Have you been up on Scotch Hill? That paving is wrapped up. We got about a mile and a half done in some of the worst spots. That did cost about $380,000 to get that road done. So it's not cheap, but we did it right this time around. For those who are expecting us to come through and patch up the driveways, we are coming. Hopefully it will be done by the time this goes out to the television. So I got a couple calls today about it.
Driveways where?
Yeah, on Scotch Hill, so I should explain that. So now the road, since we've repaved it, it's up about 3-4 inches up above your driveway, which gives you a bump. The guys are going to come in and put gravel in, so that way it's a smooth transition from your driveway onto the road. If it's blacktop, we use blacktop or pavement. Paving on South Main, that'll start, I think it's starting tomorrow. So they're going to start here where the road cuts were. They're going to pave the whole road all the way down. We're going to get some of those big potholes on South Main on the other side of the railroad tracks. Again, cash is tight, but we're going to do what we can out there to patch up that road. That's been a perennial problem. For the stormwater project out here in the park, I know some people are concerned about the big piles of dirt sitting there, and the Apple Fest is coming this weekend. The project manager told me earlier this week they anticipate that to be completed before Saturday. So I know they put the crates in, they put in the infrastructure in the ground today, they wrap that up, they'll be adding stone, and then they'll be backfilling that pretty quickly. So they said it will be done before Applefest, barring any, you know, major snafus. Now we want to thank Fire Chief Heller. The chief went out earlier, it was last week. He went out and started painting fire hydrants for us. He cleaned them up, grabbed some spray paint, and we're just trying to make things look, you're trying to put a little fresh paint on the town. So this is a good spot to start. So we thank him for doing that. He did a great job. The culvert on Bulger Road. So this is a project we've been trying to get done for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now. We had a spot on Bulger that was had collapsed because of a collapsed culvert. The guys finished that up last week. So we thank them for doing that.
And it looked really nice. They did a good job.
It's been something Nate's been trying to get at. It's just the timing. If you see some spots, I know there's a spot on Carnarvon. We're going through and patching up sidewalks right now. And then later this week, we've had some water digs. We've had to tear up the sidewalks. They're going back through patching those in. So you'll see the guys out in town doing that. Here in Town Hall, I started the repair on the ceiling in the auditorium. I'm going to pick away at that. I did some, got a lot of it torn out. I stopped because I didn't want to fool with the sprinkler head. I didn't want to be the guy to set off the sprinkler and then what are you doing? So
is this upstairs?
Upstairs, yeah. So I'm going to still pick around, pick at that, but I'm going to get a little bit of advice before I start tearing into the sprinkler head. Tyler, we talked about last time, the reappraisal, Tyler's contract was signed. They'll be starting that project in May of 26. The food truck event went really well. I don't know if we talked about it last time, but the last event went pretty good. We're going to have one more in October 8th. We got 7 or 8 food trucks now. We do have a Mexican food truck coming this time. So that was a request. Yeah.
We don't have lava.
Yeah, seriously, what keeps happening?
I didn't ask this time. I keep getting
the lobster kettle.
Lobster?
Yeah, so I didn't ask it.
It sounded so good.
He couldn't make it. It was in hot water.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a bad joke.
Where did the legislature that?
Then I don't know if we talked about it, but I did sign the deed on 7 Union Street, so that is no longer the town property. That is in private hands, finally. And that's what I have for you today.
Questions for Joe? Hearing that, moving on to old business. Doesn't look like we have any. Moving on to new business, the cement entrance to the park.
All right. So there's a young man that would like to donate a few thousand dollars to pave a portion of the path coming into the onto the town green, coming into the park. And it's the entrance by the bus stop. So if you want to, yeah. So
is it the circle thing there?
There's the bus stop, and that's the entrance into the park. He wants to improve that entrance right there.
Greatly appreciate the visuals.
It would be hard to describe that.
Does he want to be recognized for that? Would you like a little plaque? Okay.
We're just talking about paving the side, paving the path.
Okay, nope. Just checking.
Yep.
So it'll go directly from the street, which is paved, to cement before becoming dirt again once it enters the park.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
How much can you do?
Sort of this last car is correct. Right here. 10 will be paved. Is that right?
That's what it appears.
Okay. It would be a ton.
Probably about, you know, whatever the money will cost.
Okay.
Has he said how many square feet?
So $2,000.
Okay.
So you're going whatever $2,000 does.
I don't know what that would look like.
Question for you.
And
we're going to do the 220 line at the same time.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the way they set the concerts up, but we've always had a lead course stretch across the walking path.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been involved, I threw a rug over them and put cones in, afraid of people tripping. But this opportunity gives us a good opportunity to put a buried line underneath that path and over to another stanchion, and that's being donated also.
Okay.
And we have money. We have the money for that.
No, it's donated. It's donated. It's free to us. I don't like to do projects in the park without asking the select board. So I'm just asking approval.
Okay, so you're not asking for approval to spend money. You're asking for approval
to go ahead and
take the donation and get her done.
I'm okay with that.
It would be nice if I had a motion.
We can motion and then discuss.
It's usually how much the cost and where the money coming from. And if that's not the question,
so let's make a motion on it. And then I have a question after.
Okay, let's get a motion.
I motion that we go ahead with
accept
it.
The gift.
Yes,
for the concerts in the park. Do I have a second?
You
would like that motion a little bit better, wouldn't you?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I'll second it.
And seconded by Rich. Now discussion.
I'm curious if there are any ADA concerns. No, around sidewalks. I know that when you're
that would improve it.
I understand. I don't mean concerns from like a negative perspective. I just mean like, what are the considerations around
be a
ADA?
Positive.
Oh, I know it's
very positive for ADA.
Absolutely believe it's positive. My layman's understanding is if we're repairing a sidewalk, we have to bring it up to a certain standard, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Around the town? Is that good?
Not a sidewalk.
I know this isn't, but that's kind of what I'm asking. How is this looked at differently from a sidewalk, especially with its direct connection to a crosswalk?
It's kind of like a big walking path. That's going to be the whole width of the walking path.
Okay.
So
we don't have any reason to believe that ADA factors into this at all?
Not at all. And even if it did, it's
the dirt path that runs down through there. Now,
it's only going to be that area becomes muddy and potholy.
Yes, I can certainly see where it can be improved.
And this would,
I just
prevent that from happening. So
I just wanted to ask the question because around the design of it, my concern was only to make sure that we don't have additional considerations that are being forgotten by accepting
it. If we accept the $2,000 gift, I get where you're going.
Yeah.
And it costs us $6,000 to accept it. We probably should talk a little more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If there were a monetary concern, but also just from purely a design perspective, I wanted to make sure if there were requirements that by adding this walkway, again, given I understand it's not a sidewalk per se, but that leads into a crosswalk, that perhaps it fell under the purview of some ADA rule or something along those lines. I just wanted to make sure that that's not the case, because if we're just allowing, well, I don't know what project management will look like. I assume you'll take care of that, Joe, but to make sure that we're just thinking through those implications. That's all.
And we're more than that.
Cool.
I think, okay. Any other questions or comments?
I have a question. Now, we're only doing this walkway here. Are the rest of the walkways, are they up to snuff? I mean, are they?
They're all the same, basically, right now.
They're all the same. Do they need some time in the future? Do they need some attention, maybe, possibly in the future?
It would be a nice thing down the road.
But
okay.
I understand we could do anything we want. All it takes is money.
No, I get it. I was just...
Taxpayer, I'm not so sure I'm ready to give you any of my money for the other entrances.
No, which is fine. My second question to the whole, you said, Rich, that they're digging like a power line. Yes. Is that going to be closer to the gazebo, or is it going to be on the outside of the gazebo where the power is going to run? Or
no, it'll be right on the outside where we set up the food concessions and stuff for the.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if you were going to dig up closer to the gazebo or not.
It's only about maybe 20 feet or so.
Okay. So it's running from an existing junction box or from a pole?
Okay.
Usually they plug it in and, like you said, it puts carpets over so people don't trip on.
I've seen the carpets over, so it was smart to put them over it.
But we won't have to do that anymore.
No, which is good. I was just curious if you were going to dig up around the tree and over to the gazebo, that's all.
Any other questions?
Is this the same plan that was introduced, I think, like about a month or more ago? It had something to do with giving people a place to dance. Remember we talked about that? Or is this different money or a different consideration?
I'll let Rich.
It's similar. Okay. But it's not a dance.
This has nothing to do with that.
It's not a dance.
No.
Okay.
But if people want to dance on it,
you can dance in the street.
You can dance anywhere you want on the grass, but it could be that. What? Any other questions?
How are the walkways in the park maintained at present? I feel like I've heard DPW maybe occasionally adds gravel, or what does that usually look like?
Oh, I don't think they've. I couldn't tell you how often they've added gravel. So, yeah, DPW.
Never. Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of.
I mean, it looks good.
I'm trying to think of when it was ever brought up. Is
usually,
it? And
that's just fill the ball. You see.
Yeah. Other comments or questions?
What a beautiful park, that's for sure.
So I'm ready to call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
No one opposed. It's unanimous. B, phase protection for the wastewater treatment facility.
Yeah, so our treatment facility operator, Harriet Bond, she's getting a second quote. So if the board doesn't mind, let's put this off until the next meeting.
Okay. Second quote. So we're going to push this out. Timing is everything. That brings us to C, Lister Errors and Omissions, State Communications. I'll pass that on to whoever wants to talk in.
So the first subject that we'd like to bring up is errors and omissions. A new solar array on Maha Road was... not given the solar exemption that they were supposed to get. So that affects the education tax that they are not supposed to pay to the town. So we had to correct that. And also there was a mobile home and outbuildings up on Eagle Lake Drive that were removed before April 1st. and we missed the notation from the zoning administrator. So we corrected that. So this will require the board's signature. I have the revised bills and the original bills if you guys want to see them. It's not, again, on the Evergreen Solar, that was just the education tax. On the mobile home and the outbuildings, it was a difference of $32,000 on both sides.
Okay.
So I'll give those to you to sign.
While you're doing that, I'm going to pass out some information. There was a situation that arose with the grand list that we need to explain to the board. I have one for Chad, and that's just documentation. There's two pieces in that envelope. One is on the letterhead. The first one we're going to talk about is the one that's on the letterhead.
Can I just interrupt for a second?
Please.
Does this go with this, or can I resolve the errors and omissions?
Do that. Yeah, do that. I thought while you were waiting to sign to take a look at that information.
Okay.
The only reason I jumped in one.
So what I'm looking at, and let's just to keep it clean, let's get a motion to sign the errors and omissions report. It's something that fairly common to have something. There's so many levers being pulled. Having an errors or omissions
report. Another one or two before the end of the year.
So do I have a motion to sign the errors and omissions
report? A motion to sign the errors and omissions report.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Keep second it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So we can sign that.
Is it just the chair signs that or all of us?
No, it looks like everybody.
And that reporting is something we're required to do.
And so I'll read this.
The one on the letterhead.
This is the one she's going to read.
The one on the letterhead.
The one on the letterhead.
One with the letterhead.
I don't have
it. It is, yes. That's not it anyway.
This is regarding the grievance period and tax billing. On the advice of property valuation and review, we are relating the following incident. On May 30th, 2025, the listers requested a 30-day extension to complete the grievance process. This was approved, giving the listers until July 7th, 2025, to mail the change of assessment notices. At the town meeting of July 8th, 2025, Mr. Greenough made a motion to add set the tax rate to the agenda, which was approved and added to new business. The tax rate was set that night. On the morning of July 9th, Sharon told the town manager that the grievance process was not complete. Site visits had not been concluded, and results of grievance were not determined. The process is not dictated by the town, but by the state. And it is as follows. Grand list compilation, change of assessment notices mailed, grievance hearing, finalize the grand list, set tax rate, and issue bills. Quote, only after the grand list is finalized can the municipality set its tax rate and send up tax bills, unquote. On July 9th, the town manager, without authority from the Board of Listers, contacted New England Municipal Resource Center, and with the help of NEMRC, accessed the Lister's module, made changes to numbers in that module, and printed tax bills for the 2025-2026 tax year. In doing this, the 2024-25 tax year was ended, and a new entity was created. The town manager did not have the authority which lies with the Lister's. No determination of grievances should be made in a prior year's entity. Because the tax year was prematurely closed, The listers had no alternative but to do just that. They had no opportunity to do a final review of the grant list prior to the tax year being closed. This resulted in many hours of extra work for the listers with the help of our district advisor, Christy Bright, to rectify the situation. This also caused confusion for taxpayers who received tax bills before their grievance was concluded. Additionally, the listers are required to lodge the grand list with the town clerk, certifying the accuracy of the information. Since the listers were not in control of the grand list at that time, it could not be certified. Without the signatures on the grand list signature page, the grand list is null and void. PVR instructed the listers to reprint the required documents of the day as of the day we spoke to them, which was August 27th, 2025, which was completed. As of that date, the listers were able to verify that all values were correct. The categories are correct, and the grand list can be certified. The backbone of every town is the integrity of its grand list. The responsibility for ensuring that integrity falls solely to the elected listers. The tax year for 2024-25 was ended premature without proper review. The new tax year for 25-26 was created without authorization and could not be certified as accurate. Significant work was required to review and certify the grand list as required by law.
Any clarifying questions about what was anything that was there and the event as it laid out?
I don't have a question on the events. My question was.
I just wanted to put that on in case anybody did have any questions to clarify that. And then
I have some questions, but they don't apply to how the events were. The best ones. Any questions?
I don't have any.
Frankly, it's hard for me to know where to start, given this is all new information. And I'm not particularly familiar with the process that you all go through on an annual basis.
And I, in order to help with that, understanding new members and even old members, there's a lot, and being new to this myself as a lister, there's a lot to it that's not hard to understand, but there's a lot to it. We did reach out to Christy Wright, who is the field director for the Division of Property Valuation and Review from the Department of Taxes, and asked her some kind of fundamental questions that might help understand. And just as some background, Christy has been working for property valuation and review for 28 years. This is the other document that's in the column, if you'd like to take a look at it. I'm going to just highlight some of the questions that we have. So fundamental question, what's the purpose of the grand list? The grand list is to produce a complete and defensible document of all taxable and non-taxable properties within the town for ad valorem tax purposes. That's determining the tax based on the value of the item. That's where the Latin comes from. That it must contain a brief description and listed valuation for each parcel in the town. The next question, who is responsible for the grand list? The listers by statute or assessors in the town are elected or appointed as responsible for the grand list, and no one else has that responsibility. How does the grand list affect the tax rate? The grand list is used as the mechanism to produce all tax bills within the municipality. Tax rates on the municipal portion are set based on the total value of the grand list. In other words, mathematically, how much is required from this grand list total to raise the amount that the budget has been set and approved. In my way of thinking of it, and the whole grand list piece, again, it's new to me, and I've been thinking about it. The grand list is the pie. And each of our property valuations within the town are our percentage of that pie that we are responsible for in paying towards the budget. So you take that piece and the tax rate that's set by the municipality kind of goes to determine how much we actually pay. in talking about this just in the past few days, they talk about that property valuation as a dollar amount. In my mind, it should be more of a percentage. And that's the percentage of your valuation is the percentage of the grand list that you are responsible for. Does that kind of help clear things up a little bit with that? I'm getting some looks yes and some looks no.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yep.
I hold my questions and things.
And I appreciate that. Thank you. Education rate is set differently. So the municipal part tax comes right off from the grant list. The education part is set differently by the legislature based on the statewide funding, and we don't even want to go too far into that because that's very confusing. The next question we asked Christy to talk about was safeguards in place to ensure that the grant list is accurate. Talked about the timelines for lodging the grant list, notifying the public to challenge pieces. That's kind of the grievance process. The grievance process, if there is a change in the property value, you are issued a change of assessment letter that comes from the lister's office. When you receive that letter, you can grieve that assessment, or you are free as a property owner to grieve that assessment at any time. There is a time period during this year where you need to file that grievance, and there's a process that needs to be followed, including a written statement notifying that you want to grieve your taxes. Okay? The assessment. I shouldn't say that because the taxes are determined by the budget. Your piece of it is that assessed value. Thank you. And so the whole grievance process is part of the process of making sure that it's accurate. The work that we do in the lister's office in compiling that list is kind of an ongoing process of making sure that it's accurate. That's where the errors and omissions came in, things that we had missed.
And just to review that, the timeline is set out by statute. We don't just pick and choose. It's set out by statute. Once the ball's moving, it has to keep moving, and it has to keep moving until it's done. So we have letters of assessment that go out on it. A specific date, we have 14 days to give until we can hold grievance hearings. And then we hold grievance hearings, and those close by a specific time, but that doesn't close the grievance process. The grievance process is going to properties and evaluating those properties to see if the assessment should hold or if it should change in any way.
And then there's a process of appeal. So you can grieve your taxes. There's a timeline that Shannon's saying sets that up. Assessment, thank you. You can grieve your assessment. You can have a hearing with the listers. The listers then do that site visit. If you're not satisfied with that, you can appeal that. It goes to the Board of Civil Authority, who can hear that appeal. And if you're not satisfied with that process, you can then take that to the state and appeal that through the state.
But the grant list can be, and tax bills can be issued before PCA hearings. It's just the grievance process itself of closing those procedures down in our office before we roll over the tax year.
And that's what
those have to be concluded, and those were not.
That's where the order from the first, that order that's laid out in the first letter, that order got jumbled up.
Right.
I just wanted to ask a couple clarifying questions about clause or so property valuation review, is that a state board?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
It's a division of the Department of Taxes.
Okay. And then When you say the listeners requested a 30-day extension to complete the grievance process, was that of us as the select board, or was that of property valuation?
So it is a, and I have a copy of it. I didn't make copies for everyone. So it's a letter that we write to property valuation and review requesting a 30-day. We were not ready to mail the change of assessment letters at that time. So we requested it. Glenn signed this on your behalf as chair of board. And then this is a copy of the extension, which was dated June 4th, and 30 days were given.
Okay. In the second or third paragraph, you say, at the town meeting of July 8th, 2025, incorrectly dated March 11th, 2025. Was that our agenda was incorrectly dated? What? I don't quite follow.
The minutes.
The minutes were incorrectly dated. Okay.
This,
yeah.
A couple questions. I'm good on what I'm reading. I just want to make sure I'm capturing. Okay, now I take all this information. Couple questions come to mind. So, and the first one is, a lot of stuff happened, and not necessarily in the order. It sounds like it should have been. We would have liked. Was the grand list correct, and was the taxes that went out correct?
After many hours?
No, I am.
Many hours of redoing things.
I'm just wondering if I have a problem. This still needs to be fixed.
We got it to where it's supposed to be.
So the answer would be yes, the taxes were correct.
After the work that was done, yes. Not initially.
The reason for my question is, do I still have a problem? Or
no.
Are we looking here? Because when I'm reading this and saying, okay, couple different things. It sounds like there's some things that going forward, there's some pretty good learnings here. The sequence needs to be followed.
Absolutely.
It's not, that I get that.
There were some bills that were issued that were not correct.
And they had to be reissued.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the grievance hadn't been, determinations of the grievance hadn't been completed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So any changes made as determination of the grievance, those bills were in error, could have been in error.
Yeah.
So now one was done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. Who has the final say on the taxes before they go to a grievance? Do you guys have a final say? So you come, you assess, I don't like the fact that my taxes went up so much. I don't know who's going to grieve my taxes are too low. You know what I'm saying? Who has the final say on, just say I'm at 10,000, you just bump me up to 15,000. Who has the final say of that?
If you are grieving, you are grieving the assessment, which is the value of your property. You are not grieving your taxes. Taxes are determined by a vote in March.
So they grieve and their property, not the taxes itself.
And who conducts the hearing?
The listers.
Which is you folks, correct? Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. I was just curious on that. Who had the final?
And then there's I talk about that appeal process.
Yeah.
But that initial hearing is conducted with the listers.
Okay.
Yeah. And I assume there's also an appeals process.
Goes to the Board of Civil Authority.
You said it can go to the state.
Yes. Yeah.
So in a perfect ideal world, this should have happened before July 1 of each year.
No, I won't say that. No, there are extenuating circumstances. There's a lot of work that goes. We try to get this. We try to get this ball rolling by June 4th, which is statutory. But if we're not able to get this all completed by June 4th, then that's when we ask for a 30-day.
And that would have put it to July 4th, July 5th, somewhere.
Yeah. Well, so in the way that date fell. it would have gone to Monday the 7th of July.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is the day that we held grievance hearings.
Are those held right here in the town office? Okay.
It's posted so that people can come in and
available at the office.
Is this, Sam, two different things I'm trying to get right by my that I'm hearing now for the first time that there was an issue back in July. And I'm going, boy, one of the learnings is that, well, when something goes wrong, we should stop the presses. Let's sit down. Let's talk, which would be my first thought. But my other part of that question is, having this, I only based on the past 6 years, we didn't have, this is the first time this issue has happened. I guess I'm going
to, absolutely.
This is the first time it's come up. Okay. That's why I haven't seen the past 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the one part of what you're sharing with us is the one of saying, hey, look, there was some things done, like going in and doing what the listers are supposed to. That can't ever happen again. And, okay, I understand that piece. I'm trying to get my head around without going too far why it happened. Was it someone sick or someone else? I'm trying to understand the full situation. But as I know it, there was work being done. We couldn't get it done by the statute timeline. We asked and got an extension. The issue is we went and set the rate and sent out the tax bills before there was the completion of the necessary, all the reviews and the certification, I guess, being certified. Am I capturing what
you have wrapped your head fairly well? Yes.
I will add to this that there was a conversation had with the town manager on the morning of July 9th, and he insisted that the tax bills were going to go out the next day, and that's where I left the conversation. I told him it wasn't ready to do, the grievance process wasn't complete, and the listers would not be rolling over the tax year.
Do you generally then have to file for an additional extension at that point in time? I'm sorry if I missed a step here.
No, there's an extension of 30 days. We were still within our 30 days because we had mailed out the change of assessment letters.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was the deadline.
After that has 2 weeks before we can hold grievance hearings. Grievance hearings were held on the 7th. And we were ready to wrap it up by Friday of that week or Monday the following week, but still within our 30-day.
I do have something I'd like to add. In the event that the listers fell off the face of the earth, that would be a problem for the town, in that this is an elected position. This is nothing that anyone outside of that elected position could do. And that would be something that the town would go to PBR to. And, I think that there would be a quick appointment, and I'm not positive this, but looking at it as an elected position, if someone passes away or resigns, you have to appoint somebody, and that person might step in, and with the help of PVR, that would be done, but it would never be done by someone who wasn't in that position. That would be acting as an elected official in a capacity, as in that capacity, that wasn't actually an elected official.
I see NEMRC is clarified as the New England Municipal.
I think it
says Recourse Center. I assume it means the Resource Center, or is it actually
Resource Center? Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
Gotcha.
And what is their role? Because I part of my ignorance, I'm not familiar.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They are the ones that we have all of our information in the computer program.
Okay. So are they a contractor or?
They are contracted by the state.
Okay.
Yep.
Data management system.
Does every municipality in Vermont use NEMRC or?
I think the majority, I don't think everyone, but I think the majority.
In some capacity, they would also do their cash receipts. And there's lots of different modules you can use.
And I hear you saying that it's an irregularity that anyone other than an elected lister would access, change, print this information. It does seem like it was aided by NEMRC.
Yes.
And so I just wonder if we have any insight into that.
I'm sorry, NEMRC. I don't understand how NEMRC did that.
Okay.
Totally baffled by that.
Okay.
I did have to call to try to get things straightened out, and I tried to talk to the person that obviously had done this, and got no response really.
So let me see if I can get to the. There are two elements, the errors and omissions we took care of. This one here was the. What are you looking for coming out of here? Your purpose was to share with us what happened.
Right.
So that going forward, it doesn't happen again.
Right.
Is that?
Yep. Yeah. The town was actually left with a grant list that was worthless, absolutely worthless. It was null and void until we got this all straightened out.
Right.
It should have been signed. Right. They could not sign it. I'm sitting in my office. I hold that grant list. It's not worth the paper it's printed.
But as we sit here, Sam,
yes.
I'm very sensitive
yes.
to TV and everything else
yes.
here. Today. We have a certified grant list. And
that has been properly reviewed.
That has been properly reviewed in our taxes.
And so part of your question, Glenn, is that it wasn't brought to your attention beforehand. It wasn't brought to your attention beforehand because we didn't have this on the wraps.
Okay. And I looked at the date.
We couldn't have our district advisor, Christy Wright, to be able to certify this or for us to be able to say, yes, this is good to go. It is good to go now. And we don't have.
Right. And I look at the date
of
the email.
Are there long-term implications from this error having taken place? Our standing with NEMRC or with the Property Valuation Review Board? Or
no. In talking with our district advisor, one of the questions I specifically asked is, has this ever happened in the state before? Because I was in contact with her on July 9th. And the first response I got from her after telling her what I thought was taking place was, wow. And that was it. A one word reply, wow. And then she called the office a couple of hours later. She had been in the meeting and we had a conversation. But to her knowledge, this has never happened before.
Okay.
I have just one question, and I'm kind of ignorant to this as well, but do you have a plan so this does not happen again? I mean,
there's state statutes in place. There shouldn't have to be a plan.
I just want to touch base. It's just something that. There's an issue, how do we solve it from happening again?
It is very specified in state statute, so this shouldn't have ever happened.
Okay, thank you. I just.
Ben, Sam, if I may, to your question about long-term, on the responses that we got from Christy, what could the result be if it is inaccurate? At the bottom of that first page, In one, and it says in total or large part. So, and we're not talking about large part in any way in this instance. Could be setting the wrong rate, could be giving the incorrect bills. We did have one bill that needed to be amended and revised. And it could, as the last part says, the town could be subject to a lawsuit.
Right.
But we aren't subject as a municipality to some sort of sanction by the state or anything.
Is everything all taken care of now? Everything is set.
Yep.
There's no more issues. Everybody, there's nobody upset or anything now. We don't want people upset. I mean, they're going to be upset, but we just want to make.
We have a certified tax rate in the bills.
Correct.
We're sent out. Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And,
thank you.
And we are now aware of the issue. I'm going to hold off. I don't want to hear from Joe at this point. I'd rather, I know Luke, I'm looking to go into and talk in executive session versus here.
Unless Joe would like to say anything in response to the letter. I'd like to provide him with the opportunity.
Of course. Yes, if I'm going to be ambushed on camera, I'm going to respond. So this everything they said is absolutely accurate. Did that happen? Yes, it didn't. But why did it happen? I came to a meeting, and I was told, on this day, we are going to run our tax bills. On the next day, we were going to run our tax bills, is what the listers told me. That's what their office told me. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It's absolutely not, because that was the day. And we actually provided an extra 3 days. I was asked put off until whatever day was, Wednesday. Put off, just put it off 2 days, 3 days, whatever it was. Like, sure, I'll do that. But we've got to get these tax bills out. I was promised this is our day. And when I walked out of my office at whatever time the listeners came in, 8 or 9, they said, nope, we're not doing it today. No, we're not doing that today. It's like I sat in front of the camera and I sat in front of this board with the promise that I was going to send those tax bills out tomorrow. And with the board's understanding, those tax bills were going out tomorrow. And what was I put into? I was put into a place and a position, which is what managers do. We get into these positions where somebody tells us something over here that we make promises, and I was unable to keep that promise had I not done that. I did what I said I was going to do. I got the tax bills out on time. There were a few wrong, but they went out on time and they went out first. And that's what I promised, and that's what happened.
Okay, I don't want to get into a back and forth.
No, absolutely.
It's reason for going. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thank you for answering our questions.
Of course, thank you. Anytime, it's very complicated. And
it seems
I've been doing it. I think I'm going on my third year now. It's very complicated. Anytime we can help you understand it, please come by and we can.
And as a new member, you're automatically a member of the Board of Civil Authority.
Well, no, I just that's why I was asking the questions I asked, because I'm trying to wrap my head around it, like Glenn is, and
it's a critical piece that's easy to misunderstand. I mean, it's really the main source of revenue for the town that needs to be better understood by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So please, feel free.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
I didn't know anything about part of it.
Yep.
Rose, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted to say that I just learned a whole lot more. I had no clue. I knew you guys did the assessment in the previous years ago. I remember you were one of the people that came in and assessed my house. I didn't realize how this all works and how it affects your little pie analogy there really made it much more understandable of how what you guys do affects and what the grand list is really about.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for that part of it.
Thank you. Moving on. 2 minutes for public comment. I bet you just happened to be. Thanks for going. Any other public comment? Not hearing.
I just have one question. Does the town have a specific timeline as needing to get the tax bills out, because there has to be so many days between the tax bill coming out and...
Joe's a better person to answer, but yes, there is. And
we were under the gun this year because everything was late.
Usually it requires a special meeting, and that it never happens at a regular meeting. And some lots of times, in order to set the rate and everything, you call a special meeting to make it happen. It's that critical that you need the time. Sure. But there's no, we still want it. This doesn't mean you don't want to do it right. Any other questions under 2 minutes of public comment? Parking lot.
Particular order?
You're done.
I've started looking into blighted property ordinances, corresponded a bit with Chad, as we previously promised to do that work together. Sought some input from Joe, which was very helpful. One of the things that I'm evaluating right now is the sort of, I won't want to say structure of the ordinance, but I have noted with interest that a lot of municipalities around Vermont have codified their ordinances, and I don't have a very firm grasp on what the implications of that are, but it does seem to provide for a certain system of organization for their ordinances that is particularly useful in evaluating them, understanding how they operate together. And so I have sought some additional clarification on what that codification process looks like from VLCT and from a few private companies that provide services for that codification. And so before I start drafting language for that ordinance, I'm just looking into that process a little bit more, but we've started talking about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else under parking lot?
What do I do with the parking?
So
parking lot is
research.
Parking lot is, think of, there's things we'd like to do, but they're not really ready for prime time. There's either whether task teams are working on them or whatever. So when you see the neighborhood designation subdivision, that's part of the whole planning commission is working on getting those things with Rutland Regional Planning. Transfer station operation, that was some folks working together, Mike and Joe, and the swap shop, and the stuff that's happening, and how we work down there. Downtown designation is, again, the Planning Commission is working that. And the park ordinance is looking at the ordinance we have for, we have a park ordinance now that includes playground, the park here, the airport. I think they're all in one big ordinance.
Okay.
I think there's a look at things. And one of the things I would bet in there is you've heard some discussion about, do you have alcohol or don't you have alcohol or where do you have it? Well, when you look at our existing ordinance, it says you won't have it there. So there's, but it means there are things that could be out being worked on by individuals or committees that when they're ready, they'll come back and get on the agenda. So it's nice so you don't lose something. So if there's something that you'd like to see put in the parking lot, that's when you bring it up when we get there too and say, can we put something in? Or when we finish it, we take it out of the parking lot.
Okay.
It's being done.
Thank you for clarifying that.
How close was I, Sam and Rich? For?
I think you're close. Yeah, that's
perfect.
Thank you for pointing that. I appreciate that.
Okay, let's go into board roundtable. Sam, what do you have?
What do I have? Compliments to all the folks that had a hand in the food truck frenzy. As I didn't get a chance to attend the first one, but I was very impressed by the number of vendors and the turnout at the second one. I thought it was a smash. Certainly room to grow on it and improve. And I look forward to seeing how that continues. So. Thank you for all the hard work. And I know there were a lot of people that put a lot of hard work into it. And I would name them all right now on camera, except I don't remember who all of them are. But I'll shout out Mr. Doran, who is missed, of course, on this board. But maybe piggybacking on that, just say welcome to the newest member of the board. We appreciate you stepping up to the plate and being here with us tonight. And I think you are filling Mr. Doran's shoes ably so far. And I appreciate your willingness to ask questions. I think that's a very important asset to this board. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks on Scotch Hill who are going to be very happy that that project is complete. So thanks to DPW for doing that as well. It's something that's gotten questions about more or less since I joined the board, I feel like. So that's fantastic.
And some of those names you're missing, I think Laura Fidroni, Ann here, there were a Brooke, I can't think of her last name. There were some folks who there was a little subcommittee.
Erica
Nutt as well. There are a lot of folks did some good work.
And of course Mr. Gunter.
Mr. Gunter as well. Helping that along the way. Keith, anything for roundtable?
Well, I want to, you know, piggyback off of my Santa. Thank you all for, you know, electing me to fill Mr. Doran's shoes, like I said in my interview, and with you guys, there's some big shoes to fill. And just looking around town more and more, I thank everybody that has a big hand in redoing everything. Heck of a job. I mean, we're not an overly huge town compared to some, but I think the town that we have is becoming better and better each and every day, you know, and it takes all of us to work together to make it grow and prosper the proper way. So thank you all again. Appreciate it. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have. So.
Okay. Rich.
Can't top that, I don't think. I agree, we are thinking the right direction. There's little projects I'd like to see happen. We'll work on them. I want to put a thank you to the DPW crew for Scotch Hill prep work and the Bolger Road project. I also would like to I know they're wicked busy, and they've been doing very good. But I think it's most important that we keep on brushing grass mowing as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. So,
only have one item. I resigned from the Economic Development Committee for personal reasons, but I wanted to bring it out here so that we could get more people. If you know of anyone who's interested, great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic, spent 8 years with it. It's a fantastic group that does wonderful work, and they're going to continue to do great work. So if anyone's interested in getting involved or whatever, good committee. To get involved.
And as long as that's going out over the airwaves, so to speak, could you talk a little bit about what the EDDP does for anyone who might not know and might be considering joining or might want?
For the Economic Development Downtown Partnership, because we're in the process of changing a little bit of the name change and so it does everything from marketing, good stuff that we do. When you think of things like helping businesses that come into town, tax stabilization, revolving loan program, business grants. Sometimes a business wants to get in, whether sprinklers are required as requirements change. And it's a make or break because it's pretty tight, the profit margins. Economic development is a good place to go and help them out. Other groups, the Economic Development Group writes support letters for when you're doing grants. If the library's looking for a grant, you get a support letter from the town manager from Economic Development. So it does some pretty cool stuff. Most recently, they looked at the junk ordinance and spent quite a bit of time. And you know, but at the end of the day, it's a And it's now a new ordinance. It actually, I like to think it brought about discussion on blighted property. One good thing usually, it's like a snowball. It just keeps getting bigger and sometimes works there. So it's trying to attract, bring business in, but also keep the businesses we have here healthy and growing as well. Okay, moving right along to reviewing the financial reports. Chad, I'm going to go for it.
There we go. Okay. Make a motion to approve the payroll for $41,016.58.
I will second that motion.
Questions or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Make a motion to approve the warrant of $884,882.09.
Second?
I second it.
Questions or comments would be that's a lot of money, but we have over $500,000 in school bill. It looked like it went out there. So
school bill was there. There was a couple other big ones I noticed.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And
the checkbook status, $564,327.63.
So the state of the state is doing good.
We're waiting on a lot of reimbursement on this project down here. So that number will bump up once the reimbursement is coming.
Good.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
I will make a motion to enter executive session to discuss attorney communication 1 VSA 313A1.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I will motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Let me get an attorney.